Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Stand up for your country. You know, it has been 8 years since the media began its obsession with Donald Trump. 8 years. I was there in the beginning. I've known Trump for 30 years. He did the first interview with me after he announced his run for the presidency in 2016. And I have seen it devolve into what it is today. But the obsession is there. Now, Donald Trump makes the corporate media money. And they hate him personally. Those are the two factors that make it impossible for Donald Trump to be covered fairly. You either love him, Fox News doesn't love him as much as it once did, but they're pretty much pro-Trump. They make money being pro-Trump. So does Newsmax. Okay? It's estimated about 95% of viewers of conservative news like Donald Trump. If you go against Donald Trump, which I did on occasion when I was working at Fox, now management doesn't really want that. On the other side, the hate Trump legions, all three networks, CNN, they make money too by bashing him every single day. And it's easy to do. Okay, this is not hard analysis. So we either love him or we hate him. Okay, so now we have the latest hush money trial, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So Donald Trump cannot get a fair trial in New York City. I live here, and I don't know anyone here in New York who thinks Trump can get a fair trial, even the people who hate him. They all know the fix is in. How do we know the fix is in? Well, I explained it last night on News Nation. But I referred to, and I'm going to play you the clip in a minute, a poll by the Associated Press, no friend of Trump. And the poll asked two questions. Did Donald Trump do something illegal? 35%, a third of the American public says yes. 45% say no. Now, in that 45% saying no, there are some people who don't like Donald Trump. Okay? Now, that only adds up to 80. The others don't know and don't care, 19%. But the majority of Americans know that this hush money thing is much bull, which it is. The second question was, Donald Trump, can he be treated fairly in New York? Okay, 31% yes, No, 44%. And again, the others, they don't care. Now, why can't he be treated fairly? That is the question. And I referred to this poll on the Cuomo program last night. Roll the tape. The reason they are giving that opinion is because the first case, all right, civil case with that E. Jean Carroll, she's awarded $80 million. Any fair-minded person knows that's insane, and it could only happen in New York. And in the second case, the real estate transaction, he, Trump, was fined almost $500 million. Everybody in the world knows that this is not justice, that this is New York vendetta. So they're applying those first two cases to this case. Now, if you study this case, it never would have been brought in, probably only outside of California and perhaps D.C. No one would have brought it, because the genesis of the case is a woman demanding money not to talk about a consensual alleged affair. Now, you can slap whatever adjective you want on demanding money for that. So if there is no crime, nothing. Now, I don't know what Donald Trump did or did not do. I'm not his lawyer. But the fact that he's got to sit there in the middle of a presidential campaign does not help the country. No, it doesn't help the country. It hurts the country in every way. So the judge in the case, as we went over yesterday, and it's beyond any doubt, there's no debate here. Merkan is a, let's say, enthusiastic Democrat. And that's okay. I mean, you can't be disqualifying judges because they're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. But Merkan's daughter is a Democratic activist who raises money bashing Trump. That's his daughter. And Merkan should have said, I got to recuse myself. That's what a responsible jurist would have done. Am I wrong? No, I'm not. Should have recused himself. Then there is the venue. They're having a very difficult time getting a jury in New York City because most people hate Trump. Why didn't they move it to Long Island or Westchester or Dutchess counties upstate? It's easy. Easy to do. Why didn't you do it? No answer. Come on. You move the venue. Now, Trump's anger is justified, and they're trying to slap a gag on around him so he doesn't vent his anger, but I'd be worse. If this happened to me, I'd be worse. And he knows that this is set up for him to have another ridiculous conviction. Okay. Now, the justice system beyond Trump is collapsing everywhere. And we all know that. How many reports do you have about violent criminals not being punished? How many times do you have to see cities like New York, Chicago, L.A., San Francisco, St. Louis, Baltimore, on and on and on and on, being overrun by crime? The justice system has collapsed. Everybody knows that. The civil system, and I hope to God you never get sued, and even if you have to sue somebody yourself, you better have hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars. Even child custody cases, divorce cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars. There are about 1.3 million attorneys in the USA. Most of them want to make money. Most of them bill you by the hour, and you have no idea what they're doing. Some of them are honest, some of them aren't. They can bill you for whatever they want. How do you know? That's the civil system. So, and it takes, in New York, where I am, years for anything to happen. Years. They got so many cases, they slow down, they don't work Fridays, they this, they that, motion this, motion that. The only way that this can stop is by tort reform by Congress. The British system is the judge has the authority to rule if you file a nuisance lawsuit that and you lose, the judge says this is bull, you got to pay all court costs, including the lawyer for the other party. That would make a dent in the civil corruption. And again, I really hope you never have to go to court because it is astonishingly corrupt. And I'm not demonizing judges and lawyers per se across the board. I'm just saying the whole system is rotten. And any honest lawyer will tell you that. And it's got to stop. because working people can't afford to litigate. And if you get sued, you're dead. I buy an umbrella insurance policy, pay thousands of dollars a year, just in case something like this would ever happen. And even in that policy, my deductible is through the roof. Now, I'm a high-profile guy. I need something like that. But boy, oh boy. Okay. So let's get back to Trump. Donald Trump and Hunter Biden, just those two individuals, prove that the criminal and civil justice system in the United States of America is corrupt. That's it. Okay? Equal justice for all? Baloney. And that's a memo. And by the way, all of this stuff happening to Donald Trump, all of it, E. Jean Carroll, the business loans, this case, it's all going to be appealed, which will cost millions more, okay? But that's what it's all about now, the appeal. Because the Trump lawyers are going to federal court saying his rights were violated, which they are being violated. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Okay. The update on the trial today, there were seven jurors selected yesterday, Wednesday. Today's Thursday, and there are five. They booted two. And I don't even get into why. It's just impossible to find jurors who don't know about Trump and don't have feelings about Trump. There are 48 prospective jurors left. Can they get seven? Because you got to have 12 jurors, as you know, 12 Angry Men, that movie. I don't know if they can get them. Now, each side only has four challenges left. And then who appoints the jurors? The judge. Jeez, unbelievable. All right. And the DA, Bragg, who's another guy who's, come on, says that Trump has violated the gag order. I think Trump wants Bragg or the judge to try to throw him in jail. I think that's what Trump's going for. I could be wrong on that. Okay. So we're up to speed on the Trump trial. You got it. It is, I love my country, but this has got to stop. It's the United States of injustice now. CNN, Abby Phillips. So a few months ago, Ms. Phillips, who hosts a show on CNN, ran a totally dishonest segment that portrayed me and others as racist. And we wrote a legal letter, cost me money, to CNN demanding a retraction. They would not. Phillips would not. And it was horrible. So we have it on the website if you want to go through it. But it was basically what they did is they took something that I said out of context and they cut it down from about 4 minutes to 8 seconds. It was horrible. And no honest journalist would have ever done that. So since that time, I've been watching Abby Phillips just out of curiosity. What kind of person could do that? I mean, I just don't even know. So I've come to the conclusion that the woman is simply not competent to be in the journalistic profession. This is as simple as that. She's not competent. So last night, and she's a Trump hater, Phillips. Here's what she said. Go.
And tonight, tracing a Trump lie from outside the court to the friendly confines of Fox.
My son has graduated from high school, and it looks like the judge will not let me go through the graduation.
That was the former president immediately after day one of his Manhattan trial, lying about a decision that the judge had not made. He did it again on Truth Social, claiming that he's been, quote, prohibited from attending my son Barron's high school graduation. And almost as those words escaped the former president's lips, they went straight to the Fox airwaves.
That means Donald Trump isn't even allowed to attend his son Barron's high school graduation. If he tries to go, the judge will throw him in jail for that, too.
Okay, so on the graduation front, I don't know. I have no idea whether Trump can attend or not. Trump believes he is being ordered not to attend. Who knows? But Phillips doesn't know either. She doesn't know. And she said, Trump's lies. So I'm only bringing this to your attention because CNN is a worldwide operation. And the stuff that they're putting out there now is so infantile. And I'm not diminishing the seriousness of it by saying the word infantile. I'm just saying this is just bull. Right? Now, Abby Phillips gets no ratings. Nobody watches her. Nobody cares about her. She's not going to be around, believe me, for the long run. But and yeah, there's a little bit of righteous anger toward her by me. I'll admit it. I wouldn't be paying attention to her if she hadn't done that terrible thing. All right. President Biden's Philadelphia today, as usual. You know, courting his left-wing base, trying to raise some money. Philadelphia may tell the tale of the election. If Joe Biden loses the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania in November, then Donald Trump will win the presidency. Biden has to win Pennsylvania. So I don't care what Biden does. He's going to be in Philadelphia and Pennsylvania many, many, many times. But I will tell you this. The Philadelphia voting pattern has not changed. And it is very dubious and questionable. The Republican Party in Pennsylvania better have attorneys at every single polling place, and they better have access to the mail-in ballots, because Philadelphia is going to tell the tale in Pennsylvania. And those people, in my opinion, I could be wrong, the Democrats in Philadelphia will cheat. If they can get away with it, they will do it. And it doesn't mean they cheated in 2020. No documentation has been put forth by the Pennsylvania Republicans. You'll remember Judge Alito, Supreme Court, asked for the documentation. He was ready to consider it. Republicans in Pennsylvania could not provide it. Now, scenario in Philadelphia, got to have people at every polling place in that city. This is huge. The Kennedys, 15 of them, showed up in Philadelphia to endorse Joe Biden, throwing RFK Jr. under the cliche bus. Here's Kerry Kennedy.
President Biden has been a champion for all the rights and freedoms that my father and uncle stood for. That's why nearly every single grandchild of Joe and Rose Kennedy supports Joe Biden.
Well, that's going to be some Thanksgiving celebration at the Kennedy house. Poor RFK Jr. is out there going, what happened? I know what happened, but I'm not going to report it because it's not fair of me to do. It's private stuff, and I don't want to do that. I just don't. But I can tell you that there's a lot of tension, as in many, many American families there. All right. Now, here is something that my producers did a nice job on today, because I told them at the morning meeting, 10 a.m. every morning we have a meeting to put this show together. I said, look, I don't know what the deuce is going on with the House of Representatives. I don't care about Mike Johnson, and they want to boot him, and Marjorie Taylor Greene. I couldn't care less about that. All right? That's just BS to me. I don't do party politics. We do what is real, not posturing. So what my producers did, and they did a very good job, they broke this down so even I can understand it, all right? There are five bills expected to be voted upon in the House of Representatives on Saturday evening. I'll be at the Knick game, all right? But somebody will text me. Three of them are foreign aid bills. Money for Ukraine, $61 billion. $26 billion for Israel. $8 billion for Indo-Pacific. That's anti-Chinese money. Three separate bills, yes or no. All right? Then there is a bill about national security priorities, which not that important. It has to do with TikTok and all of that. That's kind of undefined. And the last is a border security bill, which is very important. Let's see what the House comes up with, what kind of bill they come up with. So those are five separate bills. They're not together anymore. That was the problem. They had them all together and nobody wanted that, including me. So now let's see. So I'm a congressperson. I vote for the aid for Ukraine. If you let Putin win, you're bringing on way more expenditures down the road and putting the whole planet in jeopardy. That's the truth. These people who don't understand it, these conservatives in the House, I can't help you. If you don't understand how dangerous Putin is at this point in history, I can't help you. So the 60 should go over there. Israel, they need the money to fight off the jihadists in Iran. I'd vote for that. The other thing about TikTok, I'd have to look at the actual wording. I don't have the wording. Indo-Pacific, $8 billion, I'd probably say okay. Anything that gives China a hard time at this point is probably worth it. So that's where we are on Monday. We will run down the vote for you and all of that. I thank you again. My staff did a nice job on this. Very happy with it. Okay, let's go to Los Angeles. So the city of Los Angeles is the second largest city in the country, next to New York City. But the county of Los Angeles is the largest county because it goes all the way down to Orange County. I mean, it's humongous. You combine the city and the county, and you have the most people in the USA, by far. The homeless problem in both the city and the county of LA is totally out of control, because these are drug and alcohol addicted people. They cannot work because they're inebriated all the time. And if you can't work, then you can't pay rent. And then you're on the street. So the mayor of LA, again, just the city, now the county is separate. The mayor of LA says, hey, all you rich people, she calls them the most fortunate, we want you to give us money. The city of LA, we want you to give us money so we can buy homes for these drug addicts. Roll the tape.
We are asking the most fortunate Angelenos to participate in this effort with personal, private sector, and philanthropic funds to help us acquire more properties, lower the cost of capital, and speed up housing.
So why would anybody do that? As far as I know, there's no drug testing that LA imposes on people getting free housing. So you could be a heroin addict and get a free house. Am I going to buy a heroin addict a free house? No. No, I'm not. Okay? So this woman doesn't care. Oh, I got to be humane. You know what's humane? To take the drug addicted and alcohol addicted person and put them in forced rehabilitation for a good period of time, more than a year. That's humane. Give them a chance to break the cycle of addiction. Not give them a house. That they're not entitled to a house. So I hope all the fat cats in LA, the George Clooney's, the Jeffrey Katzenbergs, all, I hope they give the mayor, give them the money. Go ahead. I mean, jeez. But it's not going to solve any problem. Now, I gave a lot of money to the Catholic Archdiocese of New York to buy houses, but they weren't for drug addicts. and I supervised my donation. I know that got those houses and got the money, and I'm happy I did it. I'm a Christian, and I'm compelled to help the poor, and I do. Okay. Now, yesterday we told you George Soros is pumping, you know, at the end of the cycle, it'll be hundreds of millions of dollars into the Democratic coffers. And there's a bigger operation on the Republican side that was called Empower Parents. And they pumped more than $80 million into the DeSantis campaign and other things adjacent to it. Well, Empower Parents is out of business now. So after DeSantis withdrew, they said, okay, we don't want to do this anymore. And they gave their money to another PAC. The other PAC is a conservative outfit. Let's see. I can't find it here, but it is not at the level of Empower Parents. Let's see. It's here, but I just can't find it. Okay, so Soros has the field, okay? He is going to be the main driver of donations in this presidential campaign. Oh, I got it. Never back down. I knew I'd find it. Never back down, PAC. We'll follow that for you. London, they want to ban cigarette smoking. I don't know if cigars are in this, but vaping, all of that. So British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, not exactly Winston Churchill, but okay. So Rishi said, hey, anybody 15 or younger can't buy cigarettes, I guess cigars, I don't know, pipe tobacco, I guess it's all in that thing. It's against the law. And every year we're going to up the age. So next year it'll be 16, 17, 18, until we get to the point where no one in Great Britain can buy any smoking stuff, any tobacco product. So approximately 6 million people in UK smoke, 13% of the population, and UK wants to ban it. Now, in England, you can do that. And I'll tell you why in a moment. In the United States, if they tried that, and they wouldn't because it, the left, which controls a lot of this, wants people to smoke pot. They do. They want you to smoke pot. Why? I don't know why. But they do. But even if they didn't and they tried to ban pot and tobacco smoking, you couldn't do it under the Constitution. You'd have to prove why the government is doing this. All right? They're not a power to do that. But in UK, it does. Why? Why? Because it controls the national health industry. So all the health bills paid by the government. The government said, we can't afford this. We can't afford to pay all these tobacco-related illnesses, heart disease, cancer. We can't afford it, so you can't smoke. They can do it. Here, you can't do it unless the government takes over the medical industry like Bernie Sanders wants. Then they can ban anything they want, chewing gum. They can ban anything they want if they run. Because they say we can't afford it, you can't do it. Public health. There you go. So if you're smoking, you don't want to move to a Great Britain. Smart Life. One poll. 32% of Americans say they learn nothing at all about finance in high school. Okay. I believe it. So they don't know anything. 43% of Americans don't know what a 401k is. 35% don't know what interest is. These are people who live paycheck to paycheck or day to day, or they don't know anything. Okay? 33% of Americans say they never take vacations. 40% say their partner has unhealthy spending habits. But the thing is that school doesn't teach people about money. So in my town, the urchins, the high school urchins, they all have debit cards. And they're running around buying food and drink like this, boom, 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 and their parents pick up the tab. Okay? And that's why the food in my town is so expensive. Because these urchins, they don't care how much it costs. Their parents do. But if you don't know about finance, by the time you get out of high school, you're hosed. Smart Life. If you are a parent or grandparent, you sit that urchin down. You give them a quiz, you fill them in. If they don't like it, Too bad. Sit down. Give me back that debit card unless you can explain it to me. Okay. Your dog can understand what you say. This is a study published in the journal Current Biology. It says that dogs understand English or Spanish or whatever language you speak in the house. Okay? Am I buying that? Somewhat. So the study put electrodes on a bunch of dogs to study brain responses to certain words. And they figured out that the dogs knew what certain things were just by a verbal prompt. So enter Holly the Terror Dog, all right? There she is. That's the latest picture of Holly the Terror Dog. Always has a kind of quizzical look. Now, here are the words that the Terror Dog understands. No, okay? She doesn't understand no spin, just no. Holly gets no. Treat, that's Holly's favorite word, and she understands it. Believe me, if I want that dog to move in any direction, I go, hey, Holly, you want a treat? Boom. Okay, third word, going out. Two words. Holly's at the door. Got it. Fourth word, bone. Where's your bone? Holly's got the bone. All right. Fifth, name of people that she likes. She knows their name. So I'll say a name and Holly will go like this, jump up and down. She knows the names. And she, final word that she knows, woke. That's a joke. She doesn't know woke. She knows sleep because she sleeps. Corgis sleep about 15 hours a day. So she understands sleep. So my dog, Holly, she has a pretty good vocabulary right now. I can verbally prompt Holly to pretty much do what I need Holly to done. All right? But by far and away, the favorite word is treat. This day in history, April 18th, 1906, the San Francisco earthquake. This was perhaps the worst disaster naturally it's ever hit America. So eight on the Richter scale. And it blasted on in. 3,000 people died. More than 80% of the city by the bay destroyed. Damage estimates, maybe $20 billion after all was told. 300,000 people homeless. They moved them to military camps. Remember, this was 1906, right after the Spanish-American War. So they moved them to military camps up in central, north central California. There they stayed for quite some time. Now the city was devastated. Looters came in, all right, it was horrible. And rats from everywhere came in because all the foodstuffs were exposed. All the buildings came down. Rats poured in, bringing bubonic plague. Hundreds of Californians got bubonic plague after the quake. It took 9 years to put the city back together again. And there was San Francisco invited the world to see the rebuilt city in 1915 at the Panama Pacific International Exposition. So that quake happened 118 years ago today. We got good mail and a final thought. Do you ever want to be somebody else? Think about that. If you could be somebody else, magic wand, is there somebody that you know or somebody that you've seen that you'd want to be? That's the final thought. Right back. Okay, let's go to the mail. We got Nancy Smith in West Monroe, Louisiana. My husband and I cannot understand why so many folks are supporting Palestine and Hamas against Israel, especially those who are Jewish. Can you help us, O'Reilly? Yeah, I can. The far left sees Israel as a fascist country. It always has, since 1949 when it was established. They don't care about the Holocaust. They don't care about the Jews had to have a place to live in this world. They see Israel as a military dictatorship run by a heinous man, Netanyahu. And it doesn't matter who the leader is. They just don't like it. And that the Arabs and the Palestinians are persecuted. That's the genesis of this. And today, these people don't know anything. They don't know what difference between a Sunni and a Shia. They don't know what the Palestinians are. They don't know anything, these demonstrators. Eric Eisenhower, Dallas, Texas. Hey, Bill, a month ago you said your intuition was telling you something big was going to happen between now and November 4th. Is the Iran attack on Israel a big thing? Not even close. It's a big event, but it's not a election-altering event. Paul Cramley, on the message board, if you are a premium or concierge member, you get to interact with everything on the message board. So it's another reason to sign up. Here's the dilemma, Bill. As the left does more and more incredible damage to the country, how will we ever become one nation again? It'll take unbelievable leadership to bring us together, or a common threat. You know, 9/11 brought the country together. So that's what it would take. Credible leadership and or common threat. Patricia, President Trump speaks the truth. He does not lie. He is America. Oh. President Trump exaggerates quite often. He has made many misstatements. He grasps the situation, I think. That's a pretty good grasp of reality. But he uses hyperbola, there's a word of the day, huh? To make his points sometimes. And he's not real interested in what is accurate. You know, he's going to say what he wants to say. So whether that's a lie or not, I don't really care. But and he's not American. He's a politician. And you like him or you don't. Tim Dorman's Mountaintop, Pennsylvania. If Biden doesn't debate Trump, should we expect Trump to debate RFK? I don't think so. That wouldn't get Trump anywhere. Why would he debate RFK Jr.? What if RFK Jr. starts to attack him and it gets into a mud fest? What does Trump have to gain by that? I wouldn't think he would, but anything possible. Scott, why does it seem like it's only the left that cancels people? How far back do you have to go to find a similar environment on the right? 1950s, the blacklist, the communist witch hunt. That was all conservatives. And fascinating times. Read Killing Reagan. Ronald Reagan was up to here in that. Okay? Fascinating. But that's how far you have to go. Today, conservatives are not driving the cancel culture. That's for sure. The left is. Glenn Richardson, Baldwin, Missouri. He used to watch the O'Reilly Factor every evening. And once I found the No Spin News, I now watch that with regulation. I learn something every time I do. Well, that's what we're in business to do, Glenn. I mean, we just don't give you the same old PAP, P-A-P. You know, we're advancing the stories. All right, why don't you go to BillO'Reilly.com store and get Mom and Dad the mugs. Hey, we got Not Woke, my favorite mug, Not Woke. We'll get it to you before Mom's Day, of course, before Dad's Day. You want to buy two, which I would, be generous. You get Not Woke and Self-Reliance. So these are great mugs made in the USA. We're very proud of them. Good message. And then we got the bundle books, Killing the Witches, Legends, Killers, Mob, Crazy Horse, 33% off. That, fabulous. And Confronting the Presence. If you sign or re-up for premium membership, and that's a good gift for Mom or Dad, by the way, premium or concierge membership, you get Killing the Presence or any of my books free. Come on, come on, come on. I mean, it's a win, a big win across the board for everybody. Confronting the President's out September 10th. Word of the day, do not be mordant. M-O-R-D-A-N-T. Somebody said, why don't you use them in a sentence? I am. Do not be mordant. So there it is. You know, I don't give you the definition because I remember this in third grade. The nun said to me, if you look up the word, you'll never forget it. If I tell you what it means, you'll forget it. And you know, she was right. I think that was the only thing she was right about, but she was right about that. Look it up, Morden. Back with a final thought in a moment. All right, here's the final thought of the day. I was reading a story on Jeff Bezos, probably the richest man in the world. Guy's got everything, all right? There's nothing he can't buy on the planet. And he runs around and he does this. He owns the Washington Post. Whatever he wants, he can buy. And he looks like a happy guy, smiling a lot. He's got his girlfriend with him and, you know, okay. So I said to myself, would I want to trade places with him? No. It's not because I have anything against Jeff Bezos. I don't know. All right. But I wouldn't. And then I got to think, all right, I've been around for a while on this earth and I've worked very, very hard to succeed. And I have. And when I started my broadcast career, and it'll be 50 years ago in January 2025, 50 years ago, I started in 1975, January, out of Boston U. I had no money, zero. I had to borrow money to put a deposit on an apartment. And I had to write gag lines for Uncle Ted's Ghoul School. And I've been through this. If you read A Bold, Fresh Piece of Humanity, that's my bio. And I would do it all again. I'd correct the mistakes because I made far too many of them. But would I want an easier life? Would I want to change places? There used to be a comic book named Richie Rich, Rich Kid, you know, and I read the comic. No. And here's the reason. It's not that I'm so great. I mean, come on. I'm just like you. I mean, I'm just trying to do the right thing. I'm here for a reason. I believe that so fervently. I was put on this planet for a reason. All right? I was given talent. I can bloviate the Irish Blarney, and I can write. You know, I've never taken a writing class in my life, and I am the most successful nonfiction author of all time. Come on. It was given to me, like my pal Billy Joel. He just was given musical talent, all right? That the mandate is develop it, and I did, okay? But I was put here for a reason. So if I wanted to be somebody else, I would be going against the natural order of why I'm here. That's reason number one, all right? Except that there is a reason why you, listening and watching me tonight, are on the planet. Because it's true. The atheists will tell you there's no reason, it's all random. That's bull. There's a reason why you're here. You got to figure out what the reason is. So if you want to be somebody else, then you're kind of throwing that reason right in the garbage can. So get back to Bezos. I don't really want a big yacht. I don't really want the Washington Post, even though I'd turn it around and make it into something great, which needs to be turned around. But I don't want to really have that stuff, all right? I don't want to have to go to the gym and have a private trainer 8 times a week like he does. I don't want to do that. I've done enough sit-ups in my life. I don't need some guy coming in at $300 an hour telling me to do more, okay? I'm pleased that I was given talent, that I worked hard to develop it. I don't want to be anybody else, all right? How about you? You want to be somebody else? I would be fascinated to know who that person might be. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. New column on Sunday about personal zones, comfort zones. Been thinking about this a lot. And then we'll see you again for broadcast on Monday. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.